I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. It's late August again, and that means I've put another year of In the Treasure Corner shows in the can. 6 years done and still hobbling along. Here are some statistics about the show's listeners that you might find interesting. So far this month, my shows have been downloaded 12,000 times. Now, I like to think that means 12,000 people have listened to my shows this month, but listening demands more involvement than downloading, so I really don't know how many people actually heard the shows after they downloaded them. Total downloads since I began podcasting 6 years ago are approaching 400,000 now. I passed the 250,000 mark a year and a half ago. By the way, these figures also include my other podcasts, Softball and Old Time Radio, but the Treasure Corner has many more listeners than the other two. In fact, I haven't done the Softball podcasts for a couple of years now. 64% of my listeners are in the United States. The top six states in order are Texas with the most listeners, California second, then Michigan, New York, Illinois, and Florida. This time last year, I had listeners from 147 countries. This year, it's up to 163 different countries. 10.5% of my audience downloads with Microsoft Explorer, and 10.3% use Firefox. 5% use Chrome, 4% Safari, and 18% access the shows through iTunes. Of all the Treasure Corner episodes, the one that has been listened to the most is show number 57 from October 28, 2010. It's been downloaded over 5,000 times. It's called My Buried Treasure, and it's the story of the gallon jug of treasures I buried in my backyard well over half a century ago, and why, to my knowledge, it has never been recovered. In second place, with just under 5,000 hits, is show number 51, Talk Your Way to Treasure, about how being friendly can get you countless leads to fertile treasure hunting locations. And third place is a mystery to me. 4,800 listens to my tongue-in-cheek throwaway show about a fantasy theme park for treasure hunters? That was program number 60, and I don't know why it's so popular. Now, the statistics are flawed, unfortunately, because in late 2010, the company that records these statistics changed their methodology, and the listeners I had before then are not included in the current numbers. Had they been included, the top of the stack might have been occupied by show number 38, What to Do When a Policeman Approaches. That was by far my most popular show up to then. And in second place was what is probably my most controversial program, an expose of long-distance locators, show number 55. My own favorite? No, I can't. It's like being asked which of your children is your favorite. Well, I will say that one that's right up there is the one about choosing your first detector, where I name names, show number 59. All these shows are still up and just waiting for you to click on them and listen to them, by the way. And while you're listening to some of the old ones, don't miss number 76, guaranteed to get you more finds. Hey, get a pen and paper and listen to this show again and write down all these numbers this time. The question that keeps nagging me is how long will I be able to keep this up? After 6 years and 157 shows, it's just hard to come up with new topics. Sometimes I get pretty far from the treasure hunting mode, but so far nobody seems to mind. In fact, one listener, whom I highly respect, told me that he thought the best episode I ever did was the one on exercise and diet. It could save lives, he said. So, as long as you continue to listen to and hopefully enjoy my observations, thoughts, theories, and occasional facts, I'll try to keep these shows coming. Thanks for listening. For some articles on treasure hunting and a primitive but heartfelt ad for my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, I'm happy to sign your book to you. Just request a signed copy when you make your order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.